Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hour in finance radio. And I should clarify that when I say this, because, again, for our new friends on Cairo 97.3, I don't really think that, you know, this is the most I don't think it's really the most scintillating hour. Well, you know, and this is a discussion we've had on KTTH before. It probably is the most scintillating hour of finance, but that's like saying that you're the, you know, I don't want to say something un-PC here. I was going to say the shortest, and you could fill in the blank, but that's probably not the right thing to say, right? That's not a big bar to get over.
It's the most scintillating hour of finance radio that I listen to.
Thank you. Okay, there we go. See, Darren, that's why we got you around, man. That's why he's running the board, folks. So anyway, we're trying to make light of this. We're having fun here. So just go, you guys, the new listeners on Cairo, this guy is full of himself. Not at all. Anyway, so got a great show planned for you today. We're going to start, as always, getting into the market update. And then, look, with everything going on around the world, we've got the things going on in China. I have been telling you that I don't think it's that big a deal. I've been on a couple TV interviews recently telling people in the last couple weeks it's not that big a deal. We've got some updates there, because I actually think now, which kind of blows me away, I think now not enough attention is being paid to that. And it's just a fortuitous stroke of good luck, right, that we had Chase Taylor, the proprietor of Pinecone Macro Research. He's been published in several different economic forums and blogs. He's had his work published on Real Vision. A lot of you know Real Vision. Just a very, very smart macro analyst, global macroeconomic analyst. And he just happened to be in town, so we were able to rope him in for an in-studio interview. So we're gonna dive into the world of macroeconomics. And if that sounds boring to you, I'm sorry. I don't think it is. A lot of ins and outs. I think it's incredible what's going on in the world today on so many different levels. And we're going to dig into all that stuff. But let's start, as always, with the market update. Look, I'd be remiss if we didn't start with Tesla. And as I told somebody earlier this week, I was wrong. Now, listen, I was wrong about where the stock went. I did not think that they could grow their revenues by 12% in a year and still, on a GAAP basis, generate, what, I think it was $1.5 billion of loss or something like that last year. And somehow that would be seen as the great coming out party for Tesla, and the stock would go up, would basically, I mean, what we ran straight from 330 to 960 is what we topped out at in the space of a week. Our thesis hasn't changed on it, guys. I know that this stage in investing is very hard to stay disciplined. You see rises like that and you want to catch the next one. Let me just tell you this. This is not saying the market's going to crash tomorrow. You guys know that we've been saying, I think that we're entering a blow-off phase here to the market. I think it's got further to go. No telling how long or high. Nobody on this show is going to predict the tops or bottoms of markets. That's a fool's game. What I can tell you, though, is these are things you see in the later innings. These are things that you see when investors are throwing caution to the wind and they're chasing things. Right. And no one is being price discriminate. Nobody is paying attention to what they're paying for these things. OK, valuations. I know everybody's tired of it. Zach, you talk about valuations. Mark keeps going up. Yeah, that's true. But I've never told you to sell your stocks. Right. What do we advocate for? Risk management. OK, buying Tesla at these levels is not risk management. If you love the company, be patient. Remember, Warren Buffett talks about this all the time in investing, that investing is like baseball, except we don't just get three strikes. right? We can sit there and take pass balls as much as we want and wait till it's the sweet spot. The thing that will kill you as an investor is buying something because you're afraid it's going to keep going up. That's called chasing, right? And what's the problem with dogs chasing cars is eventually they catch one, right? And how does that end for the dog? Not very well. Okay, so don't be the dog chasing cars. That being said, do I wish I'd have told you all to load up the truck at 250 on Tesla? Of course I do. Of course I do. But again, doesn't fit the risk-reward scenario. Do not get caught staring at all the shiny stuff in the carnival. Stay disciplined. And I've got a warning for you. It's probably going to get tougher to stay disciplined before this thing's over. Okay, it's probably going to get crazier. One to keep an eye out on is Uber. Okay, they talked about being able to generate profits earlier than anybody thought. Recently, just announced their earnings yesterday. I would not be surprised if you see that one start going nuts. Okay, again, if you're a trader and you know how to control your risk, okay, you take a swing at something like that. Okay, but now is not the time to be buying speculative small stocks, especially ones that are trading at 10, 20, God forbid, 30, 40 times sales. We've talked about that a lot, but I'm just telling you, I think that this next 6 to maybe even 18 months, maybe it doesn't last that long, but I think this is really going to be a time that's going to test people. Because for some reason, and history has bared this out a million times, for some reason, markets get the craziest and the most exciting and look the most inviting right at the end, right? It's like a party. It's like a high school party. You know, you leave the party early at midnight and your buddies are looking at you going, oh, buddy, you left 45 minutes too early, right? That's when all the craziness started happening. But you didn't wake up with the killer hangover, right? Markets work the exact same way. The further we go, the crazier it gets. And people start doing more and more irrational things. Let's just take a step back. What are we doing? We're financing your retirement. Keep that in mind. Stay sober. It's going to be hard, but not if you have a risk strategy in place, right? And what do we talk about that? We talk about, first of all, knowing what you need. We're going on a trip. What do? We got to pack, right? But before we pack, we got to know what it is that we need. What do you need your money to do for you over the next 20 years? Do you know what you need your money to do for you over the next 20 years? Do you know what your budget is? Do you know when you're going to be taking Social Security? Probably not. Right? I think this is the big error that I see in financial advisory world. We're going to look at one thing. We're going to look at the pile of your assets, the size of your assets, and your age, and that's going to tell us how much to put in bonds, how much to put in stocks. Whoa! Hold the phone. A lot more input should be going into your financial future than your age and the size of your assets. I mean, that should just make cognitive sense, right? It makes sense to me. And if you know what that risk management strategy is, if you know what it is that we're trying to do, it's really easy to stay in the boundaries and not risk too much, not threaten it. Because here's the deal, guys, and this is why this is so hard. People see stocks making parabolic moves and they want to jump on it because they see it as easy money. They see it as a way to get rich quick. And it's not. The way you get rich, the way you build wealth is by staying sober and controlling yourself, sticking to your process, being disciplined, and having capital to deploy when nobody else does. Right? That's when you buy things for pennies on the dollar. And this is not a new story. The Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Warren Buffett, Benjamin Graham, some of the richest people in the history of markets and economies, what did they do? They stayed sober when everybody else lost their mind, and they went in there when they had cash and cash was king and nobody else did, and they bought stuff up for pennies on the dollar. And more importantly, our risk-managed portfolios, the way that we're running it, is that if this market goes higher, guys, we're cutting your risk, we're cutting your fees, and we're giving you more upside market exposure. If this market continues to go higher, great. You're going to be golden. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but that's one of the ways that we build portfolios. I don't have a crystal ball. I've told you that a million times. Nobody knows what's going to happen. What do we need to do? We need to build a portfolio that works regardless of the circumstances. If the whole thing falls apart and goes to pot, you're fine. If the markets keep going through the roof, you're even better. right? We're not asking you to worship at the church of Zach and Bulwark. We're sitting there saying, hey, let us help you, A, build a strategy and figure out what it is you need your money to do. And then, B, let's build a risk-managed strategy that works regardless of what happens. The problem is that the vast majority of you out there and investors at large, their whole portfolios are one-way bets. They go, no, I got bonds in there. Yeah, I know you do. Look how those bonds have done over the last 10 years. They've moved lockstep with stocks. They're not a hedge against risk. They are the risk. The world's drowning in too much debt, and you're hedging your overpriced securities with even more obscenely priced bonds. It makes no sense. And why do they do that? When that blows up, and it will, right? You're going to talk to your financial advisor and go, well, that's the way it always worked. Right. But central banks weren't always printing trillions of dollars and force feeding them into the economies. We just saw a stat come out today. The central banks around the world have now, their balance sheets have grown to $21 trillion. Meaning that they have printed $21 trillion of cash and force fed them into markets. Now, if you think that can go on forever and that we've short circuited the whole wealth cycle and it's just buy equities and buy bonds and just ride the elevator to heaven, then great. Look, there's a part of me that hopes you're right. I just, you know, I've seen this movie before. Do I think it's ending tomorrow? No. Do I think it's ending in 6 months? Probably not. I think it's got longer to go. I think it's going to get crazier. I'm just saying, be astute. Don't and remember what we're doing, okay? We're not trying to get wealthy on one swing. We're trying to finance the rest of your lives. Do not get caught up. Have a risk management strategy in place. And guys, this is why we've gone to so much research and painstaking measures to develop the risk managed portfolios that we do, because we can confidently look at clients, hey, we're going to cut your fees on average by 50 to 75%. We're going to give you more market upside, so in the event the markets keep going up, you're going to be golden. The difference is your every aspect of it is going to have a defensive mechanism built into place. And A, that's to prevent the catastrophic loss, but more importantly, it's to prevent that we, to ensure that we've got dry powder on the sidelines when the nastiness starts, right? When the storm actually hits land, because it will. It always does. We don't know when. We know we're closer to it than we were yesterday. Okay, but it'll come. And in the meantime, though, you're not, you know, your money's not under the mattress. You're making good money. You're lowering your fees. And I know already how this is going to play out. I know that when this thing starts and markets are down 30 to 35%, that's when we'll get a vast increase in calls. People will want insurance after the fire. They always do. But you don't have to be that guy. You don't have to be that woman. And more importantly, you don't have to, it doesn't cost you anything. Like I said, we're going to give you more upside exposure. If we're wrong, you're going to be happy. Not usually happy when I'm wrong, but I will be. I get paid for assets under management. So if this whole immaculate central bank-driven market continues into perpetuity, we're all going to be swimming in money. Right? I think it's funny that people worry about that. Well, what if you're wrong? If I'm wrong, we're all going to be rich. Right? It's like the promise of socialism. It's going to be we're going to have free college. We're going to have $10 million in our 401ks. We're going to be lighting our cigars with $5 bills. It's going to be phenomenal. But what happens, guys? Right? It's like your kid, you know, elbow deep in a giant bag of candy. Oh, it tastes so good. Eh? You're like, yeah, you keep eating that candy, you're going to have a stomach. No, Dad, it tastes so good. Right? We know better. Be sober. Keep a clear head. It's like the Rudyard. I've got above my desk, my wife got it for me for Christmas. I love it. It's the Rudyard Kipling if poem, right? When all about you are losing their heads and blaming it on you, right? Keeping your head when all about you are losing theirs. And that's one of the things going on. Is Tesla worth $160 billion? Not even close, guys. It's not even close. You may disagree with me. That's fine. You'll see. It'll happen. Now, like I said, Am I making excuses? No. Wish I'd have told you to buy it at 250, right? It's real money. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, look, keep that longer-term perspective. And if you want to know how we do it, you can give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. But you can also, you can go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. You can call us. You can set up a phone consultation. You can set up getting one of the free booklets, Common Sense Investing. But if that seems too personal, you can also email us. We can do email correspondence. Or, better yet, you can sign up for the class. The class we're doing, 1 hour. We walk you through our entire retirement planning process. We walk you through our risk-managed portfolios, show you exactly how they work, what they cost. And we're doing that February 29th at the Bellevue Hyatt, downtown Bellevue. And again, not saying this for marketing purpose, kind of surprised us, but we're about half full already, and we're still 4 weeks out on this thing. So get a spot. It costs nothing. We got pastries there, coffee, got an awesome room in the Bellevue Hyatt. Love that place. And 10 a.m., February 29th, email in, sign up for the class. And again, no catches, guys, no twisting arms. We don't need to. We just walk you through what we do. There it is. Give you the information, send you on your way. You want to dig into it deeper? You tell us you want to do that. We set up a meeting. If not, hopefully you leave more educated. It's really that simple. So give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Reserve your spot in the class coming up. And if that's too far away from you, greater reach, right? Bigger audience, more of you can hear it now. And if you're too far away, if that doesn't work, you can still email in, because we're going to announce 3 to 4 more road shows here. We're calling it the Retirement Road Show, or the Know Your Risk Road Show. Excuse me, I don't even have the names of this stuff right. It's coming at me too quick. But anyway, we're going to do it in several different places in the Sound over the course of this year. And we have Bellevue, but again, if that's too far away, let us know, and we'll make sure that when we get an event scheduled in your area, we'll contact you and make sure that you're aware of that. So anyway, we got to get rolling, because I want to spend time. Again, the developments going on globally are fascinating. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you how to get Pinecone Macro Research, written by Chase Taylor. We are a paying client of his, just so you know. I think that much of his research. So we'll tell you how to get that. I was reading his recent letter this morning. And we're going to go into all the macroeconomic developments around the world. I'm excited, because at my heart, I'm a macro guy. So this is going to be fun. So stick with us. Right after the break, we'll get into it with Chase Taylor. And we're going to geek out on some macro economic developments here, people. So anyway, hope you're having a great weekend. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and 770 KTTH.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments are positioned for a successful retirement? Attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Roadshow, February 29th in Bellevue. Zach, tell us all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and have condensed it down into a one-hour class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Roadshow with Zach Abraham, February 29th in Bellevue. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free event. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. And again, got a great show planned for you today. Lucky enough to be joined in the studio by Chase Taylor of Pinecone Macro Research. And a little bit of a different format. We got a hard stop coming up in about 5 minutes. So we'll have a little short intro here, and then we'll really get into it after the break. But before we get Chase on, just want to finish up So I get too excited about these interviews, guys. You got to bear with me here. I start jumping the gun a little bit. But the other things that we want to keep an eye out as far as the market update goes. Sorry. Again, too focused on macroeconomics here. The other thing to really watch, and we'll get into this with Chase too, is, again, oil. I've been telling you guys all along, oil is a very important economic indicator to watch. I know that there's a lot of our younger friends out there that believe that we no longer need oil. It's going away. The queen, which I call her now, Greta Thunberg, she's telling you that you should divest of your oil investments. We don't need it anymore. We got Tesla, baby. Guys, don't listen. It's ridiculous. Okay, don't listen to it. You need oil. It's right. These are the kind of value opportunities that I think get set up. This is how things get cheap. Having said that, do I want to back up the truck and buy oil here? No. But this is one of the things that is telling us that what is happening in China is probably more serious than people are giving it credit for being, right? And because you're seeing oil, it cannot catch a bid. We went from 60 to 50 in a breath. It's just like an elevator to hell. Violent move downwards. So we want to watch that. The other thing to watch, too, again, a global risk sentiment indicator kind of thing that we keep an eye on, gold. Gold has not given up this run that it's had, and it's tried a few times, and it's hanging in there. So, again, we're not timing markets, but what you are seeing in price action markets right now is not married up with what's going on economically, and that is a perfect opportunity to introduce our special guest of the day, Chase Taylor of Pinecone Macro Research. Chase, thank you so much for joining us.
It's great to be here and definitely great to be in studio.
Yeah, a little more fun than trying to do it over the phone, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
A little less complicated as well. So I was reading your letter this morning. Let's start, and I don't want to get into the China thing because we got 2 minutes for you to take a break. I know that you're bullish long-term oil. Where are we at right now? What do you see? Are we going lower from here in oil? We think we're going higher. What are your thoughts on the oil side of things?
So I'm definitely a medium and long-term bull, but I think shorter term, we're definitely going to head down, whether it's the demand destruction in China or you just look at the chart and it looks like it's definitely going to head lower. Same with, you know, products, whether it's gasoline or the other products, they're all kind of struggling. The inventories are building. So to me, it looks like first we're going to go lower in oil. That'll probably trigger an OPEC cut to production, which again, to me, just sets up the longer term just that much more bullish for oil to the point where it's honestly will be eventually be concerning from a macro perspective, creating some inflation that central banks are going to have to deal with.
Yeah, that you get a little inflation in this party, and that things can get exciting in a hurry. What else? Before we get into China, I don't want to jump the gun here. What really quick, 20 or 30 seconds, what else do we need to keep an eye on here?
Copper is a good thing to watch just kind of as a proxy for what's going on in China as far as demand and how much they're stimulating. It's been kind of like oil just going straight down and kind of popped a little bit lately, but it looks like it's going to fail again and make new lows.
Good old Dr. Copper, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, when you're fighting the coronavirus, you can't really be paying people to dig holes and fill them back in. That's the Chinese economic model, right?
No, not with that kind of attitude.
Yeah. Anyway, all right, guys. Well, hey, we got to take a quick break. Up against a hard stop here, but stick with us. We'll be right back, and we're going to dive into China and the coronavirus and the potential impacts on your portfolios. So we'll be right after. We'll be back right after the break. Stick with us. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and 770 AM KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, what you don't know can hurt you. And that's why I'm so pumped up for Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Roadshow, February 29th in Bellevue. Zach, you're taking Know Your Risk Radio on the road, and I love that.
Dory, we did this last year, and feedback was incredible. We go through our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and condensed it down to an hour. Then we dive into some great investing Q&A with the audience. It's what we're all about. Arm you with the resources and the information to make your retirement as successful as it can be.
And you can learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Roadshow, February 29th in Bellevue. Space will be limited for this free event, so make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com, knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And for those of you that have just joined us, again, for our new listeners on Cairo, this is Know Your Risk Radio. We are a local RIA, registered investment advisor, a fiduciary. And before you turn the dial, though, before you change the channel, just give us a break. This is not an infomercial. We're not just pitching our stuff, right? We're talking about our risk management strategies, but we also have great interview guests talking about global economic developments. And, you know, if you're a finance nerd and an econ nerd like I am, that's really what the show is designed for. You know, people call in and become clients off of that. Great. But truthfully, this is basically us just sounding off and having the conversations and the guests that we think are the most important that we want you guys to hear from, and hopefully adding insight and some expert analysis into your process. Obviously, we'd love you to have to become a client of our firm, Bulwark Capital. But if you don't, at least you'll leave here a more informed investor. So today is one of the days that I look forward to. We're getting hard into macroeconomics, and it could not be a more fitting time based on what is going on in China. There are two schools of thought on China. The one is that buy stocks, buy the dip, even though there really isn't a dip. Indexes are still at all-time highs, so the market is clearly not worried about it at all. And then you have the people that think this is going to be the end of the world, right? As with most things, the truth lies somewhere in the middle, but we don't know that for sure. Maybe we're wrong. I had a couple TV interviews in the last 2 weeks, and I said, look, you know, this could end up being serious, but until that happens, you know, don't pay too much attention to it. A lot of these things end up being storms in teacups, right? Much ado about nothing. But there's some interesting aspects of what's going on here that I don't think are getting talked about enough. And to help us dig through that and synthesize this and figure out what in the world is going on, we've been joined by Chase Taylor of Pinecone Macro Research. Like I said, you know, we are a paying client to his research service, so obviously we respect what he's done. He's been right on the money for the last couple years that we've been using his research, and I think he's got some serious value to deliver. So, Chase, before we get into it, they can follow you on Twitter, get a lot of your thoughts and charts on Twitter at Pinecone Macro, right?
Right.
Okay, and then website is
pinecomacro.com.
Okay, that's simple, right?
Easy.
And you can sign up for his research letter. I would strongly suggest it. Like I said, we're a paying client. I think we subscribe to the highest one, right?
Yeah.
Different levels. But it's very affordable stuff. And what does it cost to be a member?
Yeah, the weekly is $33 a month, which in this space is pretty affordable.
That's extraordinarily affordable. I mean, there's some good research, and I'm not dogging these guys. Other good research out there, but you know, the institutional subscription can be a couple grand a month.
Definitely.
Right? A lot of work goes into it. So a lot of bang for your buck, as always, guys. What are we focused on? Fees, right? Gotta keep those fees low. Okay, so Chase, where are we at here? What are we supposed to believe? I am so used to these things being, like I said, much ado about nothing. And then, you know, you and I were actually talking about this on the way up to the studio today. The thing that started concerning me was not the reports, not the hyperbolic talk on social media. The thing that started concerning me was the Chinese government's reaction to this. And the reason why I am not a Chinese expert, probably know more than the layman just because I'm an economic nerd. But the thing that concerned me the most was China has every incentive. Look at the instability in their economy due to the unprecedented debt buildup, right? The fact that they're a centrally planned government, the fact that they're trying to convince everybody that the Chinese way is the way of the next century, they have every incentive to broadcast nothing but stability economically, socially, all the time. Yet at the same time, the Chinese government is running around acting as if this is an existential threat. That is the thing that caught my eye where I went, oh, maybe this is more serious than we thought. Where are we at? Help us dissect this.
Yeah, so on that point, you know, I think the last thing China would want to do is to having U.S. experts to help them out. The optics of that aren't very good, but they've done exactly that. Some CDC people are in to help. So that kind of underscores what you were saying with, hey, this might be more serious than a lot of people were thinking. And, you know, in the media or in the speculation, you know, online, it seems like everyone either thinks it's going to be the most horrible
right.
pandemic ever, or it's just like the flu and you should just ignore it. Obviously, the truth somewhere in the middle, but you know, from a market's perspective, all you got to do is look at what has happened to things like oil and copper, you know, and just falling off the map to know that the impact is real. That even though maybe your U.S. stock portfolio hasn't taken it seriously, there are a lot of assets around the world that are taking it seriously, and obviously China's taking it seriously, shutting down a lot of transportation, entire cities. You know, their borders has now been closed effectively with almost every country that borders them. Planes have stopped going in and out for the most part. So obviously it's a big deal. It's not just the flu. And it's something that I think everyone should be really concerned with, whether we know the reality on the ground or not with the numbers coming out of China. Obviously they're taking it extremely seriously. And I think investors should too. That doesn't mean, like you say, you know, just retooling your whole portfolio to face this, but at the same time keeping an eye on it and making sure that you're ready to do anything you have to do.
Right. Yeah. And just again, down to risk management, right?
Absolutely.
And the thing that concerns us is that, you know, again, interacting with retail investors on a daily basis, what I am seeing is and this has been building over the last couple of years, and I'm just seeing this ramp up in risk appetite with the average retail investor, right? I'm seeing it in our own clients calling more often to ask us about individual stocks. I'm watching this risk appetite ramp. I'm actually watching retail investors push more into stocks. And what are they all going after? Everybody wants growth, right? Everybody wants tech. The thing that scares us the most about this is that, guys, the day of China getting sick, and this is a question I'll pose to you, because I think everybody knows my thoughts, right? The days of China getting sick and us being fine, aren't those days over?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Previously on the show, I mentioned, I kind of refer to China as a keystone species, kind of thinking, you know, along lines of nature. It is so important on the way it impacts everything around it. So their demand for commodities and building materials is, you know, the largest in the world by far. Just their share of economic growth for the globe is, you know, has been running from a third to a half of global economic growth. So if they get sick, like you say, you know, it creates some pretty big waves that pass out, you know, over the whole global economy, and no one's immune to that.
Right.
No pun intended.
Yeah. Hey, the other thing too, again, I think this is where it gets into, look, and again, we have never advised you to sell your stocks. We do not do that. We don't try to time markets. The interesting thing to me as I've walked through it mentally, you know, looking at the different facts, and is that there's no question that the most bloated part of this market is the tech growth oriented, right? And the bigger growth numbers that you're posting, that is synonymous with value. Cash flow doesn't matter. Profitability doesn't matter. That's all people care about, right? Just revenue growth. Now, you know, that, of course, will run its course. The thing I don't think that people are – well, look at the run-up in Apple, right? You and I, again, were talking about that on the way here. What is the story? It's all around 5G. Guys, do you know how many Apple phones are bought in China, right? All the growth stories of these companies are reliant on China, right? And we are seeing Chinese economic activity. From where we can see it from our vantage point, it is getting drilled.
Absolutely.
Right? I saw yesterday that they canceled a Formula One race in April.
Wow.
In April. And again, we're not broadcasting global tumult, and I'm just saying what we're hearing and what I thought was happening at first is in stark contrast to what the Chinese government is doing. And I think that we should take a signal from that. Do you think I'm wrong there? I mean, do they have any incentive to do this scramble that they're doing if it's not that bad?
To me, no. And, you know, I always try to pay attention more to what people do than what they say. And they've tried to say the right things, but if you just look at what they're doing, they're obviously taking it seriously. You know, videos online of people being forced into quarantine and, You know, they're building just enormous new hospitals, shutting down transportation, really effectively shutting down cities. They wouldn't do any of those things because they're all risks to their economy. They wouldn't do any of those things if this wasn't, you know, very, very serious. So I think there are a lot of people that are, you know, a little, you know, just not worried quite enough about what's going on with the virus right now. Obviously, the stock market in the U.S. doesn't care. All these tech companies don't care. And some of the tech companies, you know, they have a lot of production and supply chains that run through the region, not to mention, you know, a lot of consumers in the region. So it's kind of amazing to me that effect hasn't been felt on some of the industries that are going to be so directly impacted.
Well, even if you look at a company, and we've been a longtime holder of this stock, huge fan of the company. You look at Costco, right? Great American company. 90% of their growth over the next 10 years, they, according to their own plans, right, is China. Well, guys, they're not going to be bringing new stores online in the middle of something like this. So if you don't think this is going to impact earnings, if you don't think this is going to make a difference, you know, I got a bridge to sell you. I mean, it's – and then the other issue that we've got here too, Chase, is that, I mean, when you've got an economy that is that over-levered, that is that big of a share of global economic growth, right? It again, we've used the pencil analogy, the Minsky moment, right? The pencil on the finger, and the truck rolls by, and the wind from the truck knocks the pencil off, and the guy goes, hey, why'd the pencil fall off? And he goes, oh, it was the wind from the truck. And he goes, no, it's because the pencil was unstable, right? You get a company like China, an economy that's that levered, it can often be, like the butterfly effect, it can be often be the littlest thing. Yes. That pushes it over, right?
Yeah, their leverage level, you know, just inherently makes their entire economy really fragile. And whenever you have a fragile economy, black swans can be a really big problem. And to me, this looks like, you know, a bona fide black swan for them. So they have a lot, you know, they have a dollar shortage. They're always in need of dollars. And now the dollar's going up. So it kind of adds a, you know, further fuel to the problems they're having right now, because I'm sure a lot of their dollar debt is going to be really difficult to service. A lot of their, you know, yuan-denominated debt is going to be difficult to service. There's going to be, I'm sure, a spike in defaults coming up, you know, in the next quarter or two. There's some GDP estimates for China down to, you know, in the 2-3% range for the next quarter because of the hit they're going to take here. And, you know, I have no idea if that's going to be accurate, if it's going to be higher or lower. But, you know, if that does happen where you have, you know, reported 2-3% growth in China, then, you know, the reality is probably worse. And how all these overlevered companies, you know, keep making payments on their debt, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that we've been watching for a long time too is, and it's been a really good tell for markets over the last 5 or 6 years, is this whole dynamic of gold and the dollar rising together. We've seen that happening again as soon as this coronavirus issue came out. Now, equity markets haven't reacted yet. Again, we're not advising any drastic choices, but you know, it sort of looks like this could be one of those whistling past the graveyard type scenarios.
Yeah, you know, coming into the quarter, I was already thinking, or you know, coming to the first quarter of the new year, I was already thinking a pullback was likely. We'd gone straight up. You know, everyone was bearish going into the fourth quarter. Had a great quarter. But, you know, sentiment, everyone was fired up for the market. Everyone's long. I just thought it was time for a pullback to begin with. So, and then coronavirus kind of just added to that. But despite all that, maybe the Fed liquidity has just kept pushing us higher, because none of that's really affected us so far for the broader market.
Well, and I don't think, last I checked, I don't think Fed printing can fix a virus. Right.
Again, not with that kind of attitude.
Yeah, no, that's right. You gotta believe, right? You at least have to believe. Anyway, well, hey, we got to take another quick break, but we're coming back. We're just getting into this because there's so many different levels to it, so many different knock-on effects. And guys, we gotta keep the concept in our heads that this is now a global economy, that so many of these U.S. companies and so many of these sky-high valuations are so access to the Chinese economy. That if you think that we're insulated from it, you could have a painful reminder. Again, not prognosticating, not saying we know what's going to happen. Nobody does. If you hear somebody say they do, tune them out. Nobody does. But this goes back to our insistence on having a risk management strategy. How much money do you have at risk? What type of expenses are you paying for it? If you're counting on bonds to do it for you, look, it hasn't worked for 10 years, didn't work in 08, 09. You need to get our bond replacement strategy that's insured against loss, that gives you 50 to 60% upside to the market with no fees, insured against loss, right? We're giving you more market upside, getting you away of the bond trap, right? You're avoiding the pain of rising interest rates, which have to happen at some point. And again, we're insured against loss. So you can't lose it. So we're going to give you more upside to the markets, drastically lower your fees, drastically improve your security. Just a better way to do it, guys. And everything we've got has got a layer of defense built into it. So if this ends up being a pandemic, if this ends up being a full-blown black swan event, you're fine. Your retirement is going to take the hit. So anyway, stick with us. And if you want to call us for that and get our free booklet, 866-779-RISK, again, 866-779-RISK. But more importantly, stick with us. We'll be right back with Chase Taylor of Pinecone Macro Research. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments are positioned for a successful retirement? Attend Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Roadshow, February 29th in Bellevue. Zach, tell us all about it.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and have condensed it down into a one-hour class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Don't miss the Know Your Risk Roadshow with Zach Abraham, February 29th in Bellevue. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll also get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free event. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people think, I got enough money saved, and then they watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Do not make that mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. Learn more by attending one of the upcoming classes taught by Brian Ott. He's the host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo. Brian has a free long-term care planning class coming up February 21st and a couple in March, too. Seating will be limited for these, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. The class is free, and you'll get a copy of Brian's great book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
All right, we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us, and we want to jump right back into it. But before we do, again, for our listeners on Cairo that are still new to the most scintillating hour in finance radio, whenever we have guests on, we typically run over. We typically go further than the hour that we've got allotted here. And so what I would strongly suggest you do is subscribe to the podcast page and get on MyNorthwest.com. You can also just Google Know Your Risk Radio or Know Your Risk Radio Stitcher. We're on tons of these podcast shows. So if you just Google Know Your Risk Radio podcast, you'll get a bunch of things that come up and you can subscribe and you'll get sent notifications when it comes up. I think it's especially valuable for our interviews that we do and getting the perspective of our guests. And that's going to be true again today. Due to time, we won't be able to air the entire interview. And we'll have a good chunk of it that you can only hear on the podcast. So anyway, take advantage of that and don't miss out on our guest today, Chase Taylor. But any of the guests that we have on, like I said, it's tough to get in what we need to get in and then also the full interview with the guest. So we typically run over. But like I said, you can get on the podcast. So anyway, let's get back into it, Chase. Another interesting thing that happened just in the last 48 hours. And again, for those of you just joining us, talking about the coronavirus and talking about it in a sober way. Okay, you're not going to get any hyperbole on this radio show ever. And that's reflective of the fact that we manage money. Okay, so one of the things I've learned is you've got to take everything with a massive grain of salt, that both hysteria to the upside and the downside is almost always noise. But it doesn't mean that there aren't threats and opportunities. You need to analyze them as if it's, you know, if there's potential there. And what we've been talking about is this coronavirus thing. And there's a couple dynamics about it that have caught my eye. First of all, the market is assuming that this is no threat, right? We got, I mean, Chase, you and I were talking about spreads. I'm not really seeing any knock-on effects here in the U.S. market at all, right? I mean.
Yeah, no, spreads are still really tight.
Yeah, I mean, we're not seeing an impact here. And so that would lead me to believe market thinks everything is fine. What we are talking about, though, is that what we're seeing coming out of China is saying the exact opposite. You've got a totalitarian regime that has every incentive to broadcast stability on every level at all times. Okay, they are not. There is somewhat of a panic going on there. They're locking down cities. Chase was talking about they've closed their borders. They've shut down the vast majority. They've got entire cities on lockdown. Tencent, we were talking about the data leak that came up out the other day, where the story behind it is they released the real numbers, which were staggeringly higher on deaths and infections. And we don't know what to trust when it comes to this. What I will say is that those numbers that were leaked, that could very easily be fake, they would match well, though, with the response we're seeing from the Chinese government. Don't you think so?
Yeah, to me, it makes sense, or at least something in between reported numbers and those. And there's been a lot of, you know, just stories coming out. Who knows? Unconfirmed, but
right.
Stories coming out of China about a lot of people that have it just getting cremated quickly and not getting counted. So I could imagine, or just being, you know, that people being reported as dying of pneumonia. So, you know, it'd be nice to see official deaths from pneumonia and what that looks like if that spikes, you know, this year. But it's hard to say, but I think, you know, those leaked numbers that, like you said, may be fake, I think we're at least somewhere between there and the official numbers for sure.
The other thing that I found really interesting, and again, you and I were discussing this morning, was yesterday, out of nowhere, right? The reason for the big rally yesterday, well, I cooled off toward the end of the session, but was China out of nowhere dropping $75 billion worth of tariffs. Now, remember, the reason I think this is interesting is this really had turned in to a Mexican standoff. It really had. And China was trying to broadcast strength. Trump's not going to capitulate. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they just dropped the $75 billion in tariffs. That's yesterday. This morning, Trump's on there tweeting about how he just got off the phone with Xi Jinping and they're going to help everybody in every way, and China's got this under wraps. I'm not trying to read between the lines here. I'm not trying to speculate. It seems to me that it's ridiculous not to think that those two responses or those two things, those two events aren't somewhat linked. Do you think, where could I be wrong there? What incentive did China have to drop those tariffs right then? And then 24 hours later, Donald Trump coming up and saying, hey, we're working with China on this. They're doing a great job. Do you see a connection there? Is that me trying to piece things together that may not be related?
Well, I mean, it's always smart to look at the independent stories and try to link them together. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I honestly don't know, but it does make sense that, you know, if your economy's struggling, to make your imports cost less for importers. So I would not be surprised at all if that was a measure to kind of offer some pressure relief on the economy. So I it's very easily connected for sure.
And in the other side of it too, could possibly be an olive branch, because maybe they feel like they're losing control and wanted the help from the CDC and the
right.
World Health Organization.
Yeah. And on the other side of the coin, you know, I trying to promise to buy a ton of new products, especially agricultural commodities from the U.S. And obviously you don't need as many soybeans and all the other things they're going to buy from the U.S. while your economy's on lockdown.
Yeah.
Especially energy imports, because they were going to buy more of that as well. So if you can't keep up your end of the bargain on the you know, import side, the least you could do is drop some tariffs on imports. So I wouldn't doubt if there was some sort of backroom dealing on that.
The other thing that I think is interesting is that, and I think us, especially here living in the U.S., Westerners, right? There's a certain way, a frame, a lens, if you will, that we look at things, and we assume that, you know, governments are trying to do their best, and that, you know, we're not talking about a regime here that has the best humanitarian record, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. I think, again, and you've said this, I think we had to take every piece of data coming out of there with a grain of salt, but we also can't take the worst case scenario off the table, which is that potentially this is ravaging them. And if their actions don't look like they're worried about it, I don't think we can glean a lot of information there, because quite honestly, if this thins the population by 25 to 50 million, I don't think the Chinese would be too upset.
I hate to say it, but that thought has crossed my mind just in the fact that it would solve a lot of problems for them. It's a really terrible thing to say or even think about, but just, you know, just looking at it soberly, that is just true.
Yeah, yeah, and we've got to look at that as a potential possibility. Anyway, hey, so we got to go. We're out of time. But for those of you, again, that want to hear the rest of this interview, we've got things to discuss. We're not even close to being done. You can get us on the podcast, mynorthwest.com, Google Know Your Risk Radio. The other thing, guys, remember, sign up for the class coming up February 29th at 10 a.m. in downtown Bellevue, the Bellevue Hyatt. Spaces are actually filling up really quick, which surprised us. Well, it shouldn't surprise us. It's great. It's great content. Anyway, we get you in and out in an hour. Typically, the Q&A session that centered around economics and finance, and that stuff typically goes longer, but it's totally optional. Pastries, coffee, all that kind of stuff provided. Get you in and out quick and show you our process. Anyway, and also give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Get our free booklet. Go to the radio show website, knowyourriskradio.com. We got to run. Thank you for listening. This is Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.